started work here in what was then Macklin Park in May 1954, and I did my training here in the first 3 years and slowly went up the ladder, you know, deputy, charge nurse, and then my last 17 years was spent in nursing, in the administration of the nursing section. This is 1952 when I first arrived in the country. Oh, you know, I lived in the nurses' home. All the females lived in nurses' home. There were two big nurses' homes. And I never unpacked for a fortnight.
You thought you'd leave?
I thought, when I get home, I'm taking my case and I'm out. Then I thought, you go away from this, you run away, you're always regretting. So I made my staff say, but oh, I was so frightened. It was violent. It was horrible.
And did you went straight
to Sealand? So
you were at Bladesville for 2 years?
Yes.
Then
yes.
Was this job offered?
No, I just thought I thought I would move on a bit and see a bit more. When I got here, I thought, I'd been living out of a suitcase for years, it seems, so I thought, I'll stay, and I've never regretted it. This is a beautiful. And I'd seen all the cities of the world and all those sort of things, and I thought, this is nice. I look back sometime, I think, how ever did you do all that? But that was the only way known. And other people, I'm not making excuses for myself, and the doctor, of course, ordered all these things, but it was appalling how. Did you ever see that film, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? Well, I thought they lived quite well. But everyone was horrified right around the world. They didn't have staff rooms and all fancy things until they built the new wards, you know. You shared the toilet with the patients and all that. You had nowhere to hang your coat or put your bag. I mean, no staff today would tolerate such a thing, no. Would they? So, not bragging, but I think the nursing staff helped to improve it very much.
When do you think that started to happen?
Well, when they brought Largatrol, the first tranquilizer. Mind you, somewhere I'd read that this tranquilizer was doing marvellous things overseas, and I thought, well, I wonder if we'll ever get it. We did. And patients became very well, and there was no social workers, and there was nothing to trace their people, because people used to come and dump them years ago. But they were told, that your daughter will never get better, so forget her. And then people seemed to be more aware everywhere, you know. People didn't stare if they saw a Down syndrome walking down Hobart, the high street, you know.
Yes. And people must have been more aware in New Norfolk than in Hobart.
Oh, yes. And then, of course, they opened the doors of lots of the wards, and the patients used to wander up the street. When they got their pensions, they used to go into a shop, and people, well, their shops made money out. At the Blue, they had a little sort of seminar. It went for a week, and they chose different people, all trained, and men and women. It's the first time we ever sat in a lecture. And we heard about the problems with the male wards, because we hadn't quite mixed them. Shaving. I've never given this a thought. Then we told them the problems when women started to menstruate and couldn't do a thing for themselves.
Mm.
And they didn't supply us with sanitary towels or anything like that. They'd never ever thought of that. And the fact that we could sit and talk about it without being embarrassed was a step forward, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But we were all trained nurses. And bit by, you know, we became... We often met them socially, but you wouldn't be talking about someone menstruating in your ward, would you? But we became closer, and that seemed to... The men, of course, have always been more powerful, you know, with their unions.
Mm.
And the Minister of Health at the time would always want to speak to the male staff, never the female.
Oh, really?
But we became more together. You ever heard of a woman, Alison Jacob?
No.
She's very, very high up in the education department now, but she was the head of the special education. And she brought teachers and nurses together, and I was involved with them. Because the teachers looked down on the nurses, and the nurses said, oh, they ring up when somebody's wet their pants and you've just got to go and get them and change them. But she altered all that. And whoever found the child that was dirty changed it. Didn't matter. If she did, she changed it. And suddenly nurses and teachers came closer and carried on with some of her things in the wards and things like that. And she went to the wards with her teachers and started a teaching program for dressing themselves. I know it sounds just nothing very much, but if you have a child who can't dress themselves, they learn, you know. And she also helped the nurses to teach them to play. It's funny to think about children. Yes, yes. And all sorts of things. And it worked.